Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Now it's time for the Mercedes in the Morning Pre-Show, Mix 94.1.
Good morning and welcome to the pre-show. Here we are. It is Thursday, November 21st, 5:30. Thank you guys so much for being here. Almost to the weekend. Holidays next week. We've got Thanksgiving coming up. A lot going on in town. F1 is here and it has taken over. They just heard Mitch. He was talking about how the roads were closed and they're going to close again. The track area is going to be closed this afternoon starting around 3 o'clock and it's going to go till like 2:30 tomorrow morning. So keep that in mind if you are in that area. Just so many people in town and it's been kind of craziness. It's really cool if you're an F1 fan.
Yeah, lots of action happening down there on the strip. I had to go down to the Tuscany a couple days ago and you can start feeling things building up and roads starting to shut down, and then when the race itself starts and the practice starts tomorrow night, the action will be in full throttle this weekend.
Yes, absolutely. How you doing?
Good. I did my homework assignment. I finished Meet Me Next Christmas last night.
Okay.
I'll save everything maybe till later on. We do our book reports, but I really did enjoy the movie. Another hit you gave us to watch.
I'm telling you, the Christmas movies this year are top tier. They are putting out some really good movies, and when I say really good, I mean that like kind of with a wink, because they are good, but they're extremely cheesy, but they're still really good, if that makes any sense. So yeah, we did Hot Frosty, and now up next is Meet Me Next Christmas. So I already have another one on deck. I was talking to a coworker yesterday and she's like, oh, for your next one you have to watch this. It just came out today, and then I had a bunch of listeners sending me their suggestions for Christmas movies. We're not talking about your old school like Home Alones and Elves. We're talking about the Netflix Lifetime Hallmark Channel type of movies. Those are the ones that we are going for this year.
And I love the fact that these are the first two we did are brand new in 2024.
Yeah.
So I love the newness factor that these movies have as well. Because I was telling the girl that's cutting my hair what we're doing and the two movies we watch, and she started throwing out some movies, but there are older movies. I'm like, maybe we'll get to them. But I am enjoying this new stuff that's coming out.
Yeah, that's my goal, to stay with the newly released ones. I'm sure there are some great older ones, but yeah, we'll stick with that and just kind of getting into the Christmas spirit a little early this year.
Well, yeah, Hot Frosty. I was not in the Christmas spirit. I watched Hot Frosty and the Christmas spirit inside me came alive. And then this Meet Me Next Christmas has thrown more fuel on the fire of my Christmas spirit.
Yeah, it's been good. So are you guys, don't ever decorate, do you?
We do a tree and a nativity set as well inside that my parents gave me years ago. So that's a tradition. So we do a Christmas tree and a couple of little trinkets on the inside. About 3 years ago, I did some lights on the outside, and I'm thinking I'm doing lights again this year on the outside.
Oh, wow. You're going for it.
I'm going all in. I'm going all in. And we've got these three big bushes in our front yard. I buy those, like, it's that net of lights that you just throw over it. It looks fantastic, but very easy to set up. You just throw the three nets over the three bushes. plug them in and you're good to go.
Yeah, they make it pretty easy for you to decorate if you're doing that. We have like a company that comes out and they put our lights up for us because, one, the roof is really high, and two, the last time my husband and I attempted to do the lights ourselves, we got into a huge fight. I'm holding the ladder. He's like, I know you're mad at me, but please hold that ladder. And I'm like, are you suggesting that I would just like pull it out from underneath you? What are you doing? And so that got me more upset that he would suggest that. And then so for a brief moment, I did think, well, what if? And then I was like, no, how dare you? And so, yeah, we hire a company to do all that for us now.
I know you're mad at me, but please don't kill me.
I know. Like I'm going to pull the ladder out from underneath you. Come on, right?
I may go to extremes. I'm not going to go that extreme.
Yeah, no
but
kidding.
But I...
So, yeah, we have so much going on the show this morning, including more of those tickets for you to go check out the Killers. They extended their residency at the Coliseum, 3 encore shows. You're going 7:30. We have those tickets. And then right around 8:20 with Heads Up, your tickets to see Post Malone and Jelly Roll. They are going to be at Allegiant Stadium in May. And we're gonna get you all hooked up with that right around 8:20. So let's start the show. It is time for the pre-show. You pick them. You guys get to pick the first song of the show. Do you want to hear You Gotta Be by Desiree?
You gotta be bad. You gotta be bold. You gotta be wiser. You gotta be hard. You gotta be tough. You gotta be stronger.
Do you want to hear We Like to Party by the Vanga Boys? Do you want to hear Learn to Fly by the Foo Fighters? Those are your choices. Get your votes in right now on social media at Mercedes in the AM. You can reach us there, or you can go to our Facebook page, Mercedes in the Morning. Also, call or text us right now with your vote, 702-364-9400. We're going to count your votes right now and reveal the winner next on Mix 94.1.
Coming up next. Mix 94.1. You're going to want to hear this.
More to come on the pre-show this morning. Are you just a few degrees of separation away from someone famous? What celebrity, how many degrees? One of our coworkers is a couple of degrees away from this music icon, and wait until you hear how they are. That's coming up next. But first, the votes are in, and Learn to Fly by Foo Fighters is a pre-show you pick up.
You choose the music. You pick it, we play it. It's Mercedes in the Morning, pre-show you pick up.
It's Mix 94.1, Mercedes in the Morning. We've all heard people tell stories like, my mom's cousin's uncle's best friend's mailman was related to Shaquille O'Neal.
What?
It's like, whoa. I mean, that was kind of a long way to get there. But hey, I mean, if you have a connection, you have a connection. But sometimes those degrees of separations are a lot smaller, and the celebrities can be pretty big. Do you have a short degree of separation to a celebrity where, I would say like within 3 or 4, like really close, you could actually maybe get in touch with that person? It sounds like our coworker has one.
Yeah, I was talking to our coworker, Jeremy, and he was telling me about his Thanksgiving plans next week, and he says, yeah, my girlfriend and I are going to Beverly Hills to spend the week with her mom. I'm like, oh, that sounds like a great trip. He's like, yeah, we're looking forward to it. And he goes, dude, check this out. My girlfriend's mom, her house used to be owned by Madonna.
2 degrees of separation from Madonna?
Yes!
I mean, not to pry, but is mom very well off? Or is this like a before she hit it big kind of house?
No,
or it's a mansion?
It's Madonna's house in the 90s, he said. The Vogue era, I guess. The pool house Madonna used as a recording studio. He's like, dude, the first thing I'm doing when I get there is I'm going to this pool house, because that's Madonna had it as a recording studio. But also, too, I forgot this. He said Madonna sold it to either Diane Lane or Diane Keaton, one of the famous Dianes. She sold it to one of the Dianes, and then her coworker's girlfriend's mom and her father bought the house from Diane Lane or Diane Keaton. So there's another celebrity connection to that house as well.
Wow. 1 degree of separation. I just Googled it. It is Diane Keaton she sold it to.
Oh, she did?
For $6.5 million in 2000. I'm looking at the house. It's a beautiful house, but I'm trying to see, like, is this like mansion? Yeah, this is a really pretty house. Well, I initially just saw the front part of it, and I'm mm-hmm. like, oh, that looks like a normal size house. And then they show like the wide angle of it. It's like, oh wow,
is it big?
It's pretty big. Yeah, if I'm looking at the correct house, then. Yeah, it's pretty big. It's really pretty. Does anyone else have like a degree of separation like that from a celebrity where it's just within a few? 702-364-9400. That's really cool. I hope he takes pictures.
Oh, yeah. I told him, yeah, send some videos of and pictures. I want to see this place. Would yours be... Did Terry Fader live in your neighborhood when he lived there, or he was on his way out when
no,
you guys moved in?
No, he was living there. We moved into this neighborhood, and everyone was like, "Did you know who lives in this neighborhood? It's Terry Fader." And I was like, "No kidding!" And they're like, "That's the house," and it's a house you would pass by right when you pulled into the neighborhood. Like I would pass by it every single day, and so I was like, "Oh wow, that would be cool to maybe run into him." We knew him already from the show. And so one day we're out in the front yard and the girls are playing out in the front yard, and he and his now ex, I don't know if they ever got married, but girlfriend or wife, they walk by walking their dogs. Their dogs are huge. They were like horses. They're so big. And I looked at him and he did not recognize me. And I was like, hi. And he's like, hello. And he just like kept walking. But shortly thereafter, he moved out and he bought like an actual mansion.
Oh, the new contract hit?
Yeah. Someone started getting paid because after that, he was absolutely gone. I'm looking at this Madonna house. It is really pretty. It's not like overwhelming mansion. It's like medium-sized mansion. It's really, really pretty.
Yeah, they're in Beverly Hills. And yeah, he was telling me, and he probably doesn't want me to get into it on the air, but just, yeah, his girlfriend's parents, her father, did very well throughout his life with real estate. He was a big real estate guy, he was saying.
6,458 square feet.
Oh, my gosh!
Yeah, it's a pretty nice-sized house. And it was once featured in Architectural Digest. There you have views of a lush rose garden, accent walls in the home office, walk-in closet, his and hers. Ooh, they're nice. Master bath. Okay, how do we get invited to Thanksgiving
yeah.
dinner?
Hey, look at this. Speaking of which, here's Beverly Hills by Weezer.
Yeah,
but
exactly.
We need to make our way out there and join Jeremy for the Thanksgiving celebration.
A maid's quarters, you guys.
oh my gosh. Dang.
Welcome to another episode of Mercedes in the Morning. Show number
2175.
And now, here's your host, Mercedes and JC.
Hey, good morning and welcome to the show. It is so good to have you here. It's November 21st, Thursday, 6:02. Thank you guys for joining us. I saw something really, it was disturbing to me, but then at the same time, it was one of those moments where you flash back and I'm like, wait, I did that too. I was driving yesterday. I was on Charleston and pulled up next to this truck at a red light, and there were kids. It was open. There were kids in the back of the truck. On Charleston, like I don't know if I'm trying to justify it in my mind. Like if it was on like a not so busy street, it would be fine. But like, isn't that's illegal, right?
I think so. Kids in the bed of the truck. Yeah, I think
there was like
seems
six
illegal.
Of them in the back
Get
of this
in the back,
truck,
kids.
And they were like they were all ages. I would say they were ranging in age from like 10 to like 16. They were they're just like having a good time. And so I pull up next to this truck and I look in and like, who's driving it? And it was other kids. It was obviously like someone like maybe 16 or 17. And I was like, oh my gosh, I was so shocked seeing it. And then as I'm thinking about it, driving home, I'm like, my dad let us sit in the back of our truck before he put a camper shell on it. My brother and I, we would go places and ask to sit in the back of the truck, and they're like, okay. And we'd go over, I'd sit on one of the wheel wells. We'd go over bumps. I'd
go
flying all over the place. I'm like, wow, is there something your parents let you do as a kid that would probably get them arrested today? Like, and what is it? 702-364-9400. I kept thinking of that, and all the other things. I inherited my dad's Volkswagen Bug when he passed away, and I'm gonna be like getting it restored and stuff. But there's no seatbelts in that thing.
Oh yeah.
And I remember as a kid, I'd be flying around all over the place in the back of it. He threw me in there, and I'm like, wow, I did some pretty dangerous things. Like, my parents might get arrested if they did those things today.
Yeah, looking back on our childhoods, you know, with some crazy stuff we did. My parents got me a BB gun when I was like 10 years old, and I'm outside playing with a BB gun, just like ba-ding, 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 shooting at things left and right. I remember going to the grocery store. My mom would leave my sister and I in the car. We were the same thing. Under 10 years old, we were little kids. My mom would go in and do her big grocery order for the week, and we'd be sitting inside the car just kind of waiting for mom to come out. Car doors weren't locked because we'd play a game. And the game was like, oh, the next person that comes out are our mom and dad. And some random couple will come walking out. I'm like, oh, that's our new mom and dad. Just sitting there waiting for mom to come out to get us in the car.
It's crazy. Just speaking of cars, I remember when I was a kid, my dad, I'd say, I want to drive. So he would literally put me in his lap and we would drive around the neighborhood. Like, I would think I was actually steering, but really he was holding it at the bottom. And I'm thinking, how dangerous was that? I was like 3 or 4, and I'm like pretending I'm steering the steering wheel like I'm at Autotopia over at Disneyland or something.
He's driving the car.
And he's driving the car with me sitting in his lap. So dangerous.
But you made it, though.
Well, yes, but still, maybe I'm just tougher for it. But I'm thinking, man, my parents, they really were living on the edge. They were not abiding by rules.
Would your dad let you? Because I remember doing this with both my mom and dad driving. They let me, if I'm the passenger, reach over and just steer the car with my left hand.
And were you really steering?
Yeah, in my mind I was, but yeah. they probably had their other hand on the wheel. But I felt like, oh my gosh, I'm driving the car with my left hand sitting in the passenger seat.
Yeah, anytime I question my parenting, I'm going to think back to those moments and be like, you know what? I'm not that bad.
Not at all. Now, coming up here in about 15 minutes, we've got tickets for you to go see Shania Twain. Those are yours when you win. Heads up. And up next, we do have What's Trending. What do you got for us?
AMC Theaters, they are putting their foot down for Wicked moviegoers. Are you happy about this or upset? We'll explain coming up in What's Trending.
It's Mix 94.1, Mercedes in the morning. Your tickets to see Shania Twain right after What's Trending.
Are you guys ready? All right, let's check in on the hot topics.
Mercedes in the morning's What's Trending. What's Trending on Mix 94.1.
Wicked is trending this morning.
It's coming to
the movie. Officially hits theaters tomorrow, and it is all everyone is talking about. If you are a huge Wicked fan and can't wait for the movie, you might not like this news that I'm about to give you. AMC Theaters, they're not going to let you sing along.
Popular.
They are running a 30-second warning set to clips from the movie that says no talking, no texting, no singing, no wailing, no flirting, and absolutely no name calling. Enjoy the magic of the movies.
No fun.
Well, we talked about this a little bit a couple of days ago. That was a concern of mine. I was thinking about it. I was like, I know so many people love this movie, love the songs, know every single word. Are there going to be people singing in it? And look, I don't want to take anyone's fun away, but I really want to hear the movie. I want to hear the actors singing, and no disrespect to you. I love that you love it too, but nobody wants to hear you singing it, right?
We got a call from the girl's name was Erin, very passionate theater kid. Was so looking forward to going to see the movie this weekend. And she was like, girl, I am singing this weekend. Nothing's going to stop me. But now that you were ahead of the curve, now there's a policy in place. Do you think they'd yank someone out of the theater if they're actually singing during the movie?
That would be so sad if they did. I mean, they really are just enjoying it. But I think it's fair to say, hey, could you keep it down? No doubt the other theater chains are going to have a similar policy. This is just AMC right now, but I have a feeling the other theaters are going to jump on board this. But it might be hard to to keep fans quiet, you know? I'm not sure how it's going to work. Now, theaters around the country, they will be holding special screenings where audience participation is encouraged. Those sing-along screenings, though, they don't start until Christmas Day. So if you want to go to one of those screenings, you're going to have to wait a month before you can do that. I think I saw it on Sunday, and I was blown away at that movie. It was so good. I'm going to see it again tomorrow. Then I'm also going again next week on Wednesday. Like, I've already made my plans to go see it. I want everyone to be able to enjoy it as much as I did without distraction.
How much is it all singing? It's 80% singing? How much of a musical is it? 60?
Well, I mean, there's just like the iconic songs, just like the Broadway musical. So if you saw the Broadway musical, you know, I don't know how many songs there are, but, you know, there's dialogue. It's not just like singing the entire time. There's a lot of dialogue, and you know, the acting, like Ari's acting is insane. Cynthia, I thought, stole the show. It was so good. So I don't know. What do you guys think? I'm kind of glad that they instituted this.
Are any singers out there? Are you going to be singing there in the theater this weekend when you go? And maybe it's something inside. You walk in there saying, no, I can contain myself. But just like at a concert, just the sound, the emotions take over. Next thing you know, you're sitting next to someone that's belting out the tunes.
Oh, I hope that is not the case. I hope they enjoy the sing-along versions in December. And that is what's trending.
We have heads up right now. And here's a chance for you to win a really big prize. So first off, you got to be caller 20. At 702-364-9400. You're caller 20. You're playing heads up, and we got a good one for you today.
We have your tickets right now to see Shania Twain.
That don't impress me much.
It's her residency at PH Live at Planet Hollywood. Your tickets right now with heads up. You get to pick your category and your partner, and when you get six answers in 60 seconds, these tickets are yours. Caller 20 is playing right now at 702-364-9400.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
It's time for Heads Up with Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
All right, let's get our contestant. It is Claudia. You're caller 20. Claudia, you ready to play Heads Woo. Up?
Good morning. Yes, ma'am.
All right, we have the Shania Twain tickets that we want to get you. Pick a category this morning. Do you want to go with student loans or diamonds and pearls?
Of the student loans.
Student loans. International Students Day was on Sunday. These are all things that are associated with being a student, okay?
Okay.
Okay, would you like to pick as your partner?
You, Mercedes.
Okay.
All right, Claudia, you got 60 seconds on the clock. You know how it works. Just get six correct and you win. And heads up, you start now.
After you complete the 12th grade, you attend your what?
Graduation.
Yes. This is what you would wear to carry all your books.
Backpack?
Yes. This is, if you are going to go and learn in another country, you do this kind of program.
Abroad?
That is it. But the first part. Study abroad. I'm going to give you, I have to tell you about this project, so I'm going to stand up and give you one of these on it.
A project? You just said project.
I'm going to give you a what?
Agree?
Let's pass. This is, what does the U in UNLV stand for?
University?
Yes. This is, I'm going to pass that. If you are in ninth grade, you are also known as this.
10 seconds.
Freshman.
Yes. I'm going to pass this. This rings when school is over. The what rings?
Bell?
Yes. Oh, my gosh, Ashley. Just barely. I can barely breathe. I was like, oh, my goodness, you got it. Congratulations.
Oh, my God. I'm so excited. Thank you so much.
The one that we got hung up on was presentation. I'm going to stand up and give you a presentation.
Oh, my God.
That was a hard one.
College.
Yeah. Hey, you got it, though. It doesn't matter. Congrats.
Claudia, you're all set with these tickets to go see Shania Twain, the residency at Planet Hollywood live. This is happening on Friday, November 29th, so the day after Thanksgiving. You're going to go see Shania Twain.
Perfect.
We'll have more of these tickets tomorrow morning with that early edition of Heads Up. By the way, you had 2 seconds to spare at the
end. Oh, my gosh. That was way too close for comfort. All right, coming up next, in What's Trending, we brought up how AMC Theaters is telling people you're not allowed to sing when you come and see Wicked this weekend. And some people are not happy about it. We have someone on hold right now that is saying that they should let the people sing. What do you guys think? 702-364-9400. We're going to talk about it coming up next.
I've never seen a diamond in the flesh. Let me live that fantasy.
There's no doubt in my mind that Wicked is going to be the number one movie in theaters this week. And I know Gladiator 2 is coming out too. And I think it's going to do very well. But Wicked is going to run away with it. And so many people I've talked to are so excited about this movie. I got to see a sneak preview on Sunday and it was fantastic. And after I saw that, I mentioned here on the show, I was a little concerned that people are going to be singing a lot in the movie because so many people love this story. It's so beloved and know every single word to it. So we talked about this on the show and then we found out yesterday, AMC Theaters, they're not going to let you sing along. They're running a 30-second warning that says no talking, no texting, no singing, no wailing, no flirting, and absolutely no name calling. Enjoy the magic of the movies. And to me, it was a relief. I was like, sweet, I'm seeing it in an AMC theater on Friday again. So I'm like, we're good to go. But there are some people that feel like, hey, you're taking away something that so many people have been looking forward to. Like Ashley. Ashley, hey, good morning. What do you think?
Good morning. So I'm in the camp where I really don't care. I'm not planning on singing along, but I'm married to a theater kid. So he will absolutely be singing along, dancing, and maybe not dancing, but definitely singing along. So I'm saying, like, let them do their thing. Let them sing. You're going to a musical. It's what's going to happen.
Do you think, though, like, let's say you went and saw it on Broadway, would he get up and sing and dance at that show?
No, because you're paying a lot of money to go see that, whereas a movie you'll probably buy on or rent on Redbox or something and, you know, stream it. So you can watch it a bunch of times over. But that's an experience to see it, like, with the Broadway people singing it.
Well, I kind of disagree. You're paying a lot of money. I know maybe not Broadway prices, but movie tickets and the food and all that, that's expensive. And some people may be there that have never even heard of the Broadway show, think it's just a movie, never seen it. And then now it's like disrupting their experience for a first timer. I get the passion. It's a beautiful story, but I just worry that it's going to be too much. I love the theater kids just embracing this. Ashley, thank you so much for calling. I hope you guys enjoy it. You're going to love it. Minnie, good morning. What do you think?
Good morning. I don't think that they should sing. I think that it's great that they're very passionate about it, but I'm going to be paying a lot of money to see this. I haven't seen the Broadway show. This is going to be my first time experiencing Wicked, and I'm very excited about it. So I want to hear and see and enjoy the movie.
You want to hear Cynthia. You want to hear Ari. You don't want to hear Al sitting next to you.
No. I mean, I think it's great. Wait for the sing-along in December.
Yeah, that's the alternative. It's going to happen. You can sing to your heart's content coming up in a month, you know?
I would be so irritated. Sure. We were joking around talking about it earlier. Like, let them sing. If I'm at the theater and someone next to me is singing along to the movie and I can't hear the movie itself, I would be highly, highly irritated. It would ruin my experience.
I get so mad when people are talking during a movie.
Yes.
Much less singing.
I couldn't imagine. You think people are going to be belting out like top of their lungs? I would, oh my gosh. It would ruin my day. Well, I would want to leave.
I also feel just as, you know, a respect for the art of the movie. They made this movie, the cinematic version, and you want to experience it like the filmmakers intended for you to experience it. And singing along is really going to detract from that.
It takes away the experience. Yeah.
Hey, Kim, good morning. What do you think?
Oh, well, what I think, can you hear me?
Yes, yes.
Okay, I saw a pre-screening on Monday night, and of course it was amazing. But I liked that they said that, because people that are going to sing, they're going to sing. But at least they know, don't belt it out, you know?
Yeah, like, and maybe to yourself quietly, that's okay?
Yeah, because when you go to the Smith Center, people also don't belt out the songs that they know. They kind of keep it to a mild, so they don't distract the performers. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But Kim, though, if you have 50 people singing under their breath, though.
In the preview, they need to say, you know, don't text your phone, don't do this, and bring a lollipop for the 3-year-old you decided to bring to the movie theater.
I like the lollipop clause. It's the lollipop guilt for Wicked.
Hand out lollipops to those that are singing. Hey, you have a great singing voice. Suck on this. Be quiet.
Yeah, just hand out lollipops to everyone as they walk in so no one can sing.
But then you got the 75 people sucking on lollipops and that sound effect too going on. It'll be, oh gosh.
I mean, like, I don't want to hear you slobbering all over your lollipop.
It's a lose-lose situation.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3, it's powered by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
We mentioned that the film Rust premiered in Poland yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess there was a scene that really shook the crowd there. There's a report out saying that there was noticeable shock in the room when a character was accidentally shot to death in the movie. So they say moviegoers immediately linked it to cinematographer Helena Hutchins, who was accidentally shot to death by Alec Baldwin on the set. They're saying that it was just, it was very awkward and eerie.
Yeah, why don't you work that scene out of the movie somehow?
Based on
what happened during the filming of the movie.
Yeah, Baldwin, he was not invited to the premiere because he didn't want to cause any... Well, it wasn't his choice. He wasn't invited, but they didn't want any distractions there. Some film critics are saying it's really hard to separate Rust from the shooting while watching the movie. Like, it's just in the back of your mind the entire time you're seeing it. There are no plans for Rust to be shown in the U.S., I guess.
Oh, no?
Yes.
Yeah. I have no interest in seeing the movie.
I don't either. Also this morning, if you can get accepted to MIT, but you can't afford the tuition, the Massachusetts Institute of Technology has a solution for you. So the school announced yesterday that students from families with a family income below $200,000 a year will get to attend the university without tuition starting next fall. How incredible is this? The university says the new policy is going to cover around 80% of its incoming class. And students whose families that earn less than $100,000 per year, they will have their tuition, their housing, their dining, and fees waived. And they will actually get an allowance for books and personal expenses.
Oh, my gosh. You said 80% of the students fall into that category?
Yes, 80%. So from the 2022-2023 school year, tuition at MIT was $57,986 a year. So imagine getting that for free.
Mm-hmm.
The school says this tuition-free program is made possible by generous gifts that were made by individual alumni and friends of the university.
That's some pretty wealthy alumni right there. I'd be pretty boned if I was in that category and graduated and had all the student debt to take care of. Like, darn it!
Yeah, I mean, you can't look at it that way. You just got to be excited for the next group of kids coming in.
Mm-hmm.
So, but if you have a kid that is really, really smart and you don't make over $200,000 a year, ask them to apply to MIT. You never
right.
know.
There's an option right
there's
there.
Something, right. Finally, this morning, if you are a fan of the iconic Christmas movie, A Christmas Story, you now have a place that you can stay in Oklahoma. Ralphie's House, it is a 50-foot tall replica of the famous home that the infamous leg lamp was in the front window of. It was built in Chickasha to draw visitors. It's a two-story Airbnb built in 1930. They remodeled it in 2023, and it has four bedrooms. You can sleep up to 10. You can Google Ralphie's House online to make reservations and see pictures. The homeowner says that they have themed every room to fun things from the film. Like, they've got the Pontiac room, which is based on the old car in the film. They've got the triple dog dare you bedroom. And
ooh, what happens in there?
Yeah, that's a good question. And then upstairs they have a room that looks like Ralphie's room.
Oh, that's a cool experience.
Yeah. A Christmas Story, iconic classic film. But is it as iconic as Hot Frosty? Or is it as iconic as Meet Me Next Christmas, which we will be hearing from you guys about right around 8:20 this morning. So you guys watched it, right?
Yeah, I finished start to finish. That's two movies I've done. I don't finish movies. I don't really watch the first until I get bored and then I tap out. I finished both these movies.
We have found your thing. You have never watched movies in their entirety. And now all of a sudden you're watching these holiday movies.
Back to back.
This is crazy. So yeah, make sure you are listening right around 8:20. We're going to get your and Steph's assessment on Meet Me Next Christmas. I'm so happy that we're finding something you actually love.
Thank you. Thank you. And then next hour, 7:30, Mega Minute, When You Win It, When You Conquer It, tickets for you to go see The Killers. It's all coming up next hour at 7:30.
I keep on falling.
Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the morning. There's a trend on TikTok right now that sometimes I do some of these trends, and I did this one, and after I did it, I felt extremely sad, but also like I got something off of my chest that I needed to. The trend is where you say what your worst fear is in life and then play it off like what you tell people. It's like what your real fear is versus what you just tell people your fear is, if that makes sense. So basically what I did is, you know, you say what your actual fear is, and then you say, I don't like telling people that, so I tell them my fear is this. And I did that. And so my actual fear, do you have like a really kind of vulnerable fear that you don't like to talk about? I don't even like saying it out loud because it makes me sad. But like, if we were to break it down, this is how I phrased it. When someone asks me my biggest fear, I don't want to say not being there for my family. So I say heights. That's basically what it is.
Okay,
it's like
okay.
you got what your real fear is, something deep. So you just throw it off to be something kind of like whatever.
Oh, hold on. Because we've talked about fears on the show so many times. And you always go to heights.
Heights.
You don't like heights.
I don't want to say my
heights,
real
heights,
fear.
Heights, heights, heights. Uh-huh.
My real fear is not being there for my family. And I mean that like not just like now, like I'm not there for you. But like when it's my time to go, it breaks my heart to think. Not that I think I'm like so important or anything, but I'm really close with my kids. I'm really close.
Mm-hmm.
Just the thought of them, how they react when it's my time to go. Oh my God. It absolutely breaks my heart. It absolutely breaks my heart to think about that. And that is my worst fear in the world. I'm not afraid of dying, but I'm afraid of how they will be when I die. Oh God, don't. Yes, that is my fear. So when people ask me my biggest fear, that's actually it. But I'll say heights instead. just to move along with the conversation. Does anyone else have something like that? What is your deepest fear? But what do you say just because, you know, you don't want to get into it? Jessica, hey, good morning.
Good morning. I think mine is a little bit like yours. My real fear that I wouldn't like just tell random strangers normally is that my kids, like, they either won't be happy or won't be successful or will have something in their life, you know, that was because of me that I didn't teach them right the right things or instill the right values or something like that as adults. And then instead I just say, oh, I'm afraid of sharks.
It's just easier to get out and move along with the conversation, Jessica. I so get what you're saying. It's like you want to teach them everything that they need to know to be prepared in life. And you're so scared. Like, was there something I forgot? I can so relate to that, Jessica. Claudia, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, do you what's your actual deepest fear? And what do you just tell people?
I have a few, but I want to keep it light. So one of them is really, I'm not as close to my mom, and my daughter and I have a great relationship. She tells me everything. So one of my fears is her growing up and us losing the relationship that we have right now. I would hate that. but I just tell people I'm afraid of roller coasters. So I'm like, I don't want to get on that. No thanks.
Oh, Claudia, I totally get that. I so can relate to that. You don't want to lose that bond, but also you don't want to talk about it. So roller coasters it is.
Roller coasters and snakes, everybody.
Hey, let's talk to Dawn. Dawn, what is your deepest fear, but what do you just tell people?
Well, my deepest fear is being alone, and that stems because I was an only child, and I lost both of my parents at an early age, 19, my dad, and 39 as a single mom, my mother. But when people ask, I just tell them I'm afraid of the dark.
It's like it's so sad that we have to hide what it really is that affects us, right?
Yeah, it is. It's very sad.
Oh, Dawn, I totally am giving you so much love right now. It's hard. Losing your parents is really hard.
Oh, and just hey, avoid the conversation. I'm scared of the dark.
What do you tell people it is?
Oh gosh, well, what the deep fear is, it's kind of like Dawn's, just being alone when I'm older. Laura and I don't have any kids. I always thought that, you know, we'd be real close to our nieces and nephews, and they'd be around for us. They live on the East Coast. I'm planning here in the West Coast. I don't plan on going back home, moving back east. So it's all said and done. In my 80s and 90s, us just being alone. No one there with us. It saddens me to think about it. Where are we going to be? Where are we living? What are we doing? Ask me what I'm afraid of, though, in public. Snakes.
It's so you know? Sad. Just snakes.
Snakes, that's it. It's Mix 94.1, Mercedes in the morning, always streaming live on the Odyssey app. And those tickets for you to go see The Killers, we have them in about 5 minutes with the Mega Minute.
Yesterday, we had a Zoom meeting, and something happened during that meeting that I didn't tell you guys, but I was like panicking during that meeting that we were on yesterday.
We couldn't tell.
Okay, so yesterday, before the meeting, my husband, he texts me two pictures of Christmas trees. Like flocked Christmas trees. He's obviously at like Lowe's or Home Depot or somewhere. And he says, which one do you like better? And they were both really cute. I could see the prices on both of them. So I said the cheaper one. There was one. Christmas trees are expensive. The one was $198.
Whoa.
But the other one was $398. So I was like, I like the $198 one.
If you're spending $400 on a Christmas tree, that's hopefully going to last you for the next 10, 15 years. That's one you put up in the attic.
Oh, you don't even know where I'm going with this now. So I was like, why are we buying a new Christmas tree? And he goes, don't you remember last year that whole section died? And that we had this, it was my flocked tree. We had it for like 3 or 4 years and a whole section of lights just died. So
okay.
He ended up throwing it away. Totally forgot about that. So in the meeting, I get a text from him. Are you still in your meeting? And I said, yes, all okay. And he goes, just give me a shout when you're through. So now I'm like, oh my gosh, what is going on? I'm starting to panic. I'm starting to not pay attention to what we're talking about.
Well, that's an anxiety response. Should it be like all good? Call me when you're done.
Oh,
just give me a shout when you're done.
Yes.
Okay. Anxiety rising.
I'm panicking and I'm like, okay. So the second we get off the call, I call him. I'm like, what's going on? And he goes, when it rains, it pours. And I'm like, oh no. What happened? Did you fall off a ladder or something putting up the tree? He goes, I put up the tree and a whole section of lights on that tree didn't work.
Oh, no.
And I was like, oh. He goes, I'm going to take it back and get a new one. And I go, okay. So he goes, he takes it back, and then he calls me again. He goes, guess what? And I was like, what? He goes, that tree works, but I put up our other front room tree, and the lights don't work.
What?
So we had to buy two Christmas trees yesterday, and the second Christmas tree is like 9 feet tall. It cost way more than the first Christmas tree. I'm like, oh my gosh. Like, if it wasn't one thing, it was another. Nothing was going right with Christmas trees in our house. And yeah, why are Christmas trees so expensive?
That, seriously, why is that so? $400 for a Christmas tree? But again, it's got to be one that lasts for a long time. I think our Christmas tree costs $78 off of Amazon.
Are you serious?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, $78.
And it still works?
Yeah, exactly. It's a tall, thin one because where we put it, it's kind of a tight corner, but it's like 7 feet tall. It's a thinner tree and it fits between these two chairs. It's perfect. $78 on Amazon.
These trees are fat. They're fat.
I went with the thin tree.
PHAT fat and regular fat.
My tree needs to start eating. It is looking, it's a little slim. It needs to beef up a little bit.
Oh.
Coming up next, the Mega Minute and your tickets to go see The Killers.
For Mercedes in the Morning's Mega Minute.
All right, today's Mega Minute contestant is Angela. How you doing, Angela?
Good morning.
Hey, we hear you have your kids in the car, Riley and Braxton. How you guys doing?
Hi, good.
Good. I'm so excited. I love when there's multiple people because we can get multiple correct answers when that happens.
Yes,
so
yes.
If you guys, any of you, know the answer, just shout it out as soon as I hear the correct answer.
Are
we're going to move on.
Are you there?
Yes. Can you hear us? Oh, boy.
Angela, can you hear us?
Lost.
No, you didn't lose us. Don't hang up. We're here. Can you hear us?
Angela.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm going to put her on hold, Steph, see if you can talk to her. And they put her on hold, see if Steph can pick up and check in with her.
Oh, man, the anticipation.
I know.
I don't want to lose them.
They have the energy,
it's
too.
It's so hard to get in on the phone line.
Okay, she's back.
Okay.
I'll pick it up here.
Try it again.
Oh.
She's gone.
No.
Angela.
Oh, no. I'm going to stop that music.
Oh, that makes me so sad.
And she's hearing right now on the radio with that 12-second delay. Angela, we're so sorry. The phone connection dropped.
Oh, no. I wonder what happened. We could hear her. She couldn't hear
us.
Not clear,
yeah.
It had to have been on her end. Well, I guess we got to get caller 21.
Yeah, so Steph's going to grab the next one. She's got
something
lined up here.
Sorry, you guys. Oh, and they were so excited.
Try back tomorrow. Try back again tomorrow morning.
Oh, no.
The universe will work in your favor. It's a Christmas miracle. Call back tomorrow.
The universe worked in Lexi's favor. Yeah. Lexi, you're caller 21. Hello. How are you?
Good.
All right. Are you ready to try this Mega Minute here? You got in because we had a bad phone connection. And so it must have been meant to be, I guess, right?
Yeah.
All right,
Lexi, you got 60 seconds on the clock to answer these 10 questions correctly. You're playing for tickets to go see The Killers. If you get one wrong or you pass on one, we'll come back to that question at the end. And Lexi, the Mega Minute, you start now.
In sports, what does NHL stand for?
National Hockey League.
Yes. What U.S. president is on the quarter?
George Washington.
Yes. Finish this food brand slogan. It's not delivery, it's what?
DiGiorno.
Yes. John Stamos and Dave Coulier co-starred on what show?
Pass.
What kind of juice is in a tequila sunrise?
Cranberry.
No. What candy slogan is first they're sour, then they're sweet?
Sour Punch Kids.
Yes. What type of farm did Taylor Swift grow up on?
Pass.
What is the most popular pie flavor during Thanksgiving?
Pumpkin.
Yes. When it comes to texting, what does IMO stand for? In my opinion, that's correct. In what country did the movie Mamma Mia take place?
No.
Oh, no, it's not. It was Greece. Oh, I'm sorry, Lexi. Lexi, who's helping you out today?
It's my husband.
Oh, hey, you did a great job with the In My Opinion one. I heard you that. We unfortunately passed on a few. John Stamos and Dave Coulier, they co-starred on Full House together. The juice that's in a tequila sunrise, that's orange juice. And Taylor Swift, she grew up on a Christmas tree farm.
She did?
She even wrote a song about it.
Oh, that's about her childhood farm.
Yes, they grew up on a Christmas tree farm in Pennsylvania. And then, Mamma Mia took place in Greece. I am so sorry, Lexi and husband. It didn't work out this morning, but that means caller 20. You are going to get these tickets, two of them, to see the Killers Vegas residency. They've extended it for three encore shows at the Coliseum at Caesars Palace, and you are going. Caller 20 gets them at 702-364-9400.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3, it's powered by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
Man, they are having a week on the Today Show this week. So Richard Gere, the actor, was on the show yesterday, and he got some laughs when he was talking to Savannah Guthrie on live TV. There was a moment that happened after they showed a clip from his new show, The Agency. The actor raised his middle finger to reenact a part of the scene that did not make the preview. And so they come to this shot of Savannah and Richard, and there's Richard just flipping off Savannah on live television. Savannah was like, wait, what's happening? Here's the audio.
What did you just do?
What I did, but that's, oh, sorry. But that's what I did in the piece.
You just did an obscene gesture on this family morning show. Yeah, no, I'm bleeping you.
I was on camera.
You know, Cher was on here doing an F-bomb yesterday, so I don't know what's happening.
No.
Now, Richard Gere admitted he didn't realize he was on camera at the time, and he clarified the gesture was going to help to explain the scene's context. And you heard Savannah mention it just the day before, or 2 days before, Cher was on there and just drops an F-bomb like live on TV after Hoda told her she could, that they'd bleep it. Well, they didn't bleep it. It just went out free and clear.
Context is king with this whole Richard Gere thing. And when you watch it, watch the clip from the beginning, because she does her little intro, Richard Gere, she sets up his clip. They play the clip, and they come right to him on camera, and he's giving her the finger. Like, why? You don't know why? Because the clip, if when you see the show, the clip ends with his character giving the finger, but obviously they stopped it right before that. But watching for the first time, you have no idea that's supposed to take place, and so that's why he's giving her the finger. But he pops on camera for the first time, and he's flipping her off. And
just right there.
And it's like, and I'm thinking in my mind, maybe Savannah doesn't know that is also part of the clip, and she had to be so confused. Like, why is Richard Gere flipping me off?
You know that she didn't know that was on the clip, because how would she know what comes next? She probably hasn't seen the show. So just all of a sudden, Richard Gere's on camera flipping you off. I would have been completely shocked.
What
is going on?
Is this part of the scene? Like, what scene? I was so confused.
They're having a rough week on that show, just between that and the Cher situation. Also this morning, the 2025 Coachella lineup is out. And Lady Gaga, one of your headliners. There were some rumors flying around that she was going to be headlining the big event. Also headlining Post Malone. And he accidentally announced that before the official announcement when he announced his stadium tour. There were two dates on there that said Indio, California. So everyone's like, well, so you're going to be at Coachella, I take it. Also performing as a headliner, Green Day. Travis Scott also is going to be headlining, and he's going to be designing the festival. He says it's a new chapter with a new performance, and whatever he's planning, he says, is the first of its kind. That's a direct quote. So something pretty big. Other performers include Charlie XCX, Megan Thee Stallion, Missy Elliott, T-Pain, Lisa from Blackpink, Jennie from Blackpink going to be there, Jimmy World Shaboozy. So it's going to be, I thought the lineup was really good.
Yeah, huge lineup. I know ticket sales were took a little bit of a hit over the past couple of years, but what a solid lineup this year they have.
Yeah,
should be good.
Coachella happens April 11th through the 13th, then again April 18th through the 20th. The pre-sale passes, they go on sale tomorrow, and general admission starts at $599. Finally, this morning, Cambridge Dictionary, they have announced their word of the year for 2024, and the word is manifest.
Oh.
Yeah, they define the verb as to use methods such as visualization and affirmation to help you achieve something you want, in the belief that doing so will make it more likely to happen. A lot of people feel, I feel like, why is that word the word of this year? I feel like we've been using that word for a long time now, but manifest, the dictionary also reports the word has been looked up close to 130,000 times on their site, making it one of their most viewed entries.
I'm manifesting that I get another A+ in my book report movie review next hour.
We have another holiday movie, cheesy holiday movie book report session coming up for you. And the movie I assigned to you guys last night was Meet Me Next Christmas, starring Christina Milian. And I cannot wait to hear your assessments on that. That is coming up next hour. It's Mix 94.1. Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the morning.
Do you have a job joke where you work, you find yourself kind of cracking the same joke over and over with customers? I thought this was kind of cute. It happened to me yesterday. I need new tires, and so I'm driving and decide to call Big O Tires, where I always get my tires from, and the guy picks up. He's like, Big O Tires? I'm like, yeah, I need to get some new tires. His response was, well, you called the right spot. We got over 8,000 of them. I'm like, okay, well, I need to be more specific. I've got a 2017 Dodge Challenger, and he had a couple questions about my tires, the size, or are the back ones bigger than the front ones, and I was driving, didn't have the answer, couldn't get out and look, so I said, you know what, I'm driving actually by your shop, can I just pull in? He's like, yeah, come on in. So 10 minutes later, I pull into Big O Tires, and I go inside, I'm talking to one guy, and I'm overhearing another guy talking on the phone, and he literally says the same line to the whatever the customer was on the other end, he's like, yeah, sure, how can I help you? Well, we got over 8,000 of them. You're calling the right spot. So that must be the job joke that they drop on customers when they call asking if they have tires at Big O Tires.
Do you have the number on your cell phone? I should call on my cell and see if they make the same joke.
One second.
What did you actually say? What was the phrase?
I said,
need to get tires?
Yeah, I need to get some new tires.
Okay.
Yeah,
all right. So, send me the message. And is there like an at-work joke that you make to customers all day long, all day, every day, 702-364-9400? Or maybe it's just something that you constantly say. I was getting a mammogram this week, uh-huh, and I had to get my yearly one, and the girl that was giving it to me, the technician, she was like, arm up here. Okay, I'm going to give you a little squeeze. Deep breath, deep breath. Hold your breath, hold your breath, hold your breath. Okay, breathe. And then she did it on the other side. And she's the exact same phrasing. I'm going to give you a little squeeze. Deep breath, hold your breath, hold your breath. Okay, breathe. And I go, how many times a day do you think you say that? And she goes, honestly, I think I could say it in my sleep. Like, it was just so cute how she said it. The same cadence and everything. I was laughing so hard.
Over and over and over again. It's like flight attendants. I put up the number there on the screen.
Okay, I'm going to call in on my cell here. Do you think they're open this early?
Oh, yeah. 8. I think they open at 8. And when you get the prompt, just press 2. I've called them enough times.
Okay.
Let's see if they
make the same joke here.
If you work at Big O Tires, okay, and your phone is ringing right now.
I'm going to press 2. Okay. Okay, it's ringing. It's ringing. Here we go. See if they answer. Do you think they're open at 8?
Yeah, they're open like early.
Hi, I need to get some tires. It's Michelle. Oh, hold on 1 second. He wants my name.
He's being courteous.
He didn't make the joke. He goes, okay, what is your name?
Did he sound older or younger? Because my guy was old.
Steph, will you come in here and get my cell and talk to the guy and help me change your mind?
Just tell him you'll call back.
I don't want to hang up on him.
I like your panic name was Michelle.
It's on mute. He's on mute. Just say, okay, then say, so I'm sorry.
Tell me how to get two tires.
Yeah, tell him.
Tell me how to get two tires. Say that was your mom.
Hi, I'm so sorry. Can I call you right back? Okay, thank you.
Why did you say your name?
I don't know. It was total panic.
I got shot.
You did.
And then not just that, but where's the joke man?
I know.
Is the joke man off for the
joke?
Yeah,
I'm
bummed. Why is he not there?
He was an older guy. That guy sounded like he was younger.
That guy, yeah, he did sound young. Jessica.
Why did you panic? Michelle.
Why is that? Was that my go-to name? I don't know why I thought of that. Jessica, do you have an at-work joke that you make?
Yes, I used to work at front desk at New York, and I, in the mornings, we had a checkout and check-in line back in the day, and they'd come in to check out, and I'd be like, oh, I'm sorry, I only do check-in, and they get so annoyed. Like, no, just kidding. I'll take care of you.
That's funny. I would have been like, excuse me. Lindsay, what is your at-work joke?
So I work at a retail store, and we need the customers to always sign their copy of the receipt. So we always just say, can we get a quick autograph right here?
Oh, I love that. A long time ago, someone asked me to sign something, and he was an older gentleman, and he goes, who's the name? I need your John Hancock.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, excuse me? He goes, I need your John Hancock. And I start looking in my purse. I'm like, what is this? And I go, a pen? And he goes, no, your signature. I was like, what did you say? And he's like, John Hancock. And then he's telling me like this whole thing on the Declaration of Independence. I'm like, why didn't you just tell me to sign it? Like, I don't know what that means.
And then you sign it, Michelle, in a panic.
Why is that my panic name? If you were in a panic and you didn't want to give your real name, tell me, what is your name, son?
Frank.
Frank and Michelle.
Frank and Michelle. I got to go in this afternoon and get the tires put on. I'm like, hey, did my wife Michelle call this morning? She panicked, you guys.
And then I couldn't even tell him I called back on me.
You muted your phone call. Instead, he's hanging up.
The nice thing is he waited for me. He
That's how they
there.
Do it, right, Steph?
They do it right at Big O.
It's Mix 94.1, Mercedes in the morning. Those tickets for you to see Post Malone and Jelly Roll with Heads Up are about 7 minutes away right now.
So check this out. I was just on TMZ, and did you know that Hot Frosty, the movie, is absolutely blowing up right now? Like, it's insane. There are relationship experts that are saying that by watching the movie, the holiday movie Hot Frosty, which we've been talking about on this show, by watching that movie, it could help to reinvigorate your love life. Can you believe that? All that from Hot Frosty, which you guys did a book report on earlier this week.
Which I watched start to finish, and I love the movie. And so people are just getting all fired up by watching Jack and the way they interact in the movie, I guess?
Yeah, I guess it's making ladies feel kind of frisky for the holidays. So we have been on a holiday kick here at Mix 94.1, and we have made it our mission to watch some of the cheesy holiday movies that are coming out, and I assign them to you. I watch them first, I preview them, and then I ask you for your assessments. You did the Hot Frosty book report, and today we're talking about the movie Meet Me Next Christmas. Now, this one stars Christina Milian, and she is on a mission for tickets to see this group, the Pentatonics, which I was so happy to see. They star also in this
they
movie.
They were great in that movie. I
awesome.
Loved them in the
Pentatonics.
Movie.
I fell in love with them even more.
Yeah.
All right. So are you guys ready for your book reports on Meet Me Next Christmas?
Absolutely.
And we get graded after this, right?
Yes. Okay. We will give you a grade. Okay. So since Steph went first last time, let's have you go first this time, JC.
Okay.
Are you
okay.
ready? JC went first,
oh,
last,
I went first
time.
Last time.
But that's fine. You can go first
oh,
again.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Really?
Oh, yeah, I did, because Steph plagiarized
okay,
off
then,
mine.
Okay, yes. Then we're going to have you go first then this time,
okay.
Steph. Okay, are you ready?
I'm ready. Let's do it.
Okay, this is Steph's book report on Meet Me Next Christmas.
Meet Me Next Christmas is a magical movie about letting fate and a Christmas miracle decide who your true love is. Christina Milian stars as Layla, who watches the Pentatonix show on Christmas every single year. One Christmas, she meets a guy named James in an airport where they hit it off, and the chemistry is undeniable. But it was unfortunately not the right time for their love. Airport James tells Layla if there was ever a chance that they were ready to find love again, that they would meet at a Pentatonix concert. Fast forward 1 year later, and Layla, she's ready for love again. And now a mission to find Airport James at the Pentatonix concert. But the thing is, it's completely sold out. It's the hottest ticket in New York City. Layla does everything to get a ticket to find the love of her life, Airport James, by hiring a concierge service where she meets Teddy. During the movie, I'm getting anxious because concierge Teddy and Layla have exactly 32 hours to find a ticket. They go through adventures around town, meeting sketchy scalpers, entering a lip-sync contest, which, by the way, the lip-sync contest is my favorite part. What we find out during their search is the love that is also burning between Layla and concierge Teddy. Does Layla end up getting into the Pentatonix concert to find the man of her dreams, Airport James? Or does she realize that finding love was on the journey with concierge Teddy?
Oh, very good. Very good assessment. I did. So what do you, what did you give the, what did you give the movie?
I loved it better than Hot Frosty.
You did. You?
I loved it so much because it's more realistic in my eyes. I mean, a snowman turning into a human.
Yeah. That's not realistic about that. Come on.
Oh,
come
holiday
on.
Magic, Steph.
Sorry. No.
All right. We're going to give Steph a grade on her book report for Meet Me Next Christmas. But first, before grades go out, JC, you're up. Are you ready
I'm
for
ready.
Your book report?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, here we go.
Meet Me Next Christmas is a wonderful holiday journey that reminded me of a parent going to extreme lengths to get their kid the must-have Christmas gift of the year. Except we're not trying to get a gift. We're trying to get romance. I love Christina Milian in the movie. And from the beginning, I was Team Teddy. Side note, James, you make this huge romantic gesture to a woman you met to meet you the following year at a concert, and if you were meant to be, the universe would make it happen. Love it! But bro, why would you show up at that concert with your new girlfriend? Things could have gone sideways real fast if Layla was still into you. And Layla, if you think about it, you didn't even need a ticket to get in to see James. You guys met outside the theater. Anyway, yes, Layla, wanting to see Macklemore on Christmas is definitely an ick, but you know what isn't an ick? This movie. Teddy was Layla's Prince Charming, and I'm happy they found their happily ever after.
Wow.
Nice.
Excellent job, thank you guys. Oh, my goodness. Okay, 702-364-9400. We got to hand out some grades
by
here.
By the way, Hot Frosty got an A-plus in my book. I give Meet Me Next Christmas an A. I liked Hot Frosty better.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
That was okay.
Yeah.
And then, Steph, you liked Meet Me Next Christmas better, right?
Oh, yeah. Way, way better than Hot Frosty.
Okay. All right. All right. The grades are in. Steph, I really enjoyed your summary of the movie. I thought it was really good and detailed, but you didn't spoil parts that could have been spoiled.
Very true. Mm-hmm.
Which I really appreciated. For that, I give you another A.
Wow.
Yes. Nice.
That's
another
solid.
A.
That's
very
two A's
good.
In a row.
I know. You're a 4.0 right now.
Didn't plagiarize.
No.
This time.
JC,
yes.
What I love about your book reports is that not only do you give me a summary of what the movie is about, but you give your personal feelings about it. How did things make you feel? What did you learn? What lessons can you take away from that? So for that, I give you another A+.
Oh, my God. Yes, JC, yes. You're killing it.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
Out of the whole classroom, you're the one to beat, man.
Wow. I just think back to when you were a kid, if you would have just put some effort in, you would have gotten really good grades.
Honestly.
You put effort, JC.
If I would have watched something, did the assignment, wow.
You're really good at these book reports, JC.
Thank you.
I'm really impressed.
I can use some tutoring lessons, JC.
The movies move me.
Yeah.
I'm taking notes while I'm watching them as well. They're really good movies.
Oh, I love you.
They're really good.
All right. Well, I already have our next movie up on deck, ready to go. So I'm going to be screening it this weekend.
Oh, you're doing advanced screening this weekend?
Yes,
okay.
I'm going to do the screening. And it is starring Chad Michael Murray. So you guys know it's going to be good.
Yes, I love him on One Tree Hill. Okay, here we go. We got Heads Up right now, and we we want you to play. You just got to be caller 20, and that phone number is 702-364-9400. You're caller 20, you're playing Heads Up, and we got a massive prize.
Your tickets right now to see Post Malone. Poppin', man, I feel just like a rock star. He was just named one of the headliners for Coachella, but guess what? You don't have to go to Indio, California to see him. You can see him right here in Las Vegas when he's at Allegiant Stadium on May 3rd, and special guest, Jelly Roll.
I'm not okay, but it's all gonna be all right.
You are gonna see them when you win Heads Up right now. Caller 20, you get to play. You get to pick your category and your partner. And when you get six answers in 60 seconds, these tickets are yours. Caller 20, you're playing 702-364-9400.
You ready? It's time for Heads Up with Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
Hi, Christian.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, good. You're caller 20.
All right. Woo. I'm excited.
Let's do this. Let's get you these Post Malone and Jelly Roll tickets, and we need you to pick a category. Do you want to go with The Princess Diaries or Apple Cider?
Apple cider.
Apple cider. Okay, so Apple Cider Day was on Monday. These are all different beverages, things that you would drink, okay?
I love drinking. I'm excited.
All right. Who would you like to pick as your partner this morning?
Let's go with JC.
All right.
All right, Christian. We got 60 seconds on the clock to get six correct, and we start now. You would drink this on a cold day as a kid?
Hot chocolate.
Yes. This has ice cream inside of it. It's real thick.
Root beer float.
Strawberry, chocolate, different flavors of it.
Strawberry shake?
Yeah, we'll take that.
Okay, yeah, milkshake. We'll take it. Kids set up this kind of stand and sell this drink.
Lemonade.
Yes. We'll skip that next one. This is very popular around Christmas time. It's real thick and creamy. Some people.
Eggnog?
Yeah, eggnog, yes. This has a lot of probiotics in it. We'll pass on that one.
Yogurt?
This drink, A&W, makes this drink.
Root beer.
Yes.
Root beer float.
This guy, their mascot, smashes through a wall, and we drank it as
Kool-Aid. The Kool-Aid guy.
Yeah, what's the drink, though? We'll pass on that one. We'll pass on the next one. H2O is this.
Water.
Yes! Yeah! Wow! Good job!
1 second.
Oh, my gosh. JC, I think you confused Kool-Aid Man for the Hawaiian Punch guy. They're two totally different guys.
Oh, yeah. That's the Hawaiian guy that smashes through the wall.
Wait, who smashes through the wall?
The Kool-Aid guy.
Who's the Hawaiian Punch
Hawaiian
Man?
Hawaiian Punch is...
He tried to sabotage me.
Yeah. Hawaiian Punch was a totally separate drink. But it doesn't matter because you guys got it. Congratulations.
Oh, yeah. I'm excited.
You're all set, Christian. Post Malone and Jelly Roll. They'll be here in May, and you're all set with your tickets, buddy.
Oh, yeah. Friends with the
monster. It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3, it's powered by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
Thanksgiving's always a very busy day for travel, and the Transportation Security Administration, they want to make sure that everybody knows what they can and can't take. They expect this to be the busiest year so far. Probably 18.3 million people that are going to be screened between Tuesday of next week and then the following Monday. So if you're flying with your holiday feasts, I guess a lot of people take the food with them on the plane.
That wouldn't even cross my mind.
I know.
Can you try
or
to get
maybe
this stuff on?
Leftovers.
Okay.
Maybe mom's like, hey, take this plate back with you. The thing is, most foods can be carried through TSA checkpoints. Some will need to go and check bags, though. They say a good rule of thumb, according to the TSA, is if you can spill it, spray it, spread it, pump it, or pour it, it's a liquid, aerosol, or gel, and that needs to be packed in your checked bag if it exceeds the 3.4 ounce limit. So I could carry a small 3.2 ounce container of gravy and
it will be fine.
But same with cranberry sauce?
Yes.
Squeeze
exactly.
it in there. Okay.
So if you're not sure whether a food item can be packed in a carry-on or if it needs to be checked in, they have on their app, the TSA website and app has a what can I bring feature that'll let you type in the item and then you can find out if you can take it. And you can also ask on social media. They have like it's Ask TSA and you can get all the answers to your questions there.
Have you ever accidentally brought something into TSA? Say like, oh my gosh, I didn't realize that was in my bag, or oh, I just completely forgot that I had packed my big shampoo in my carry-on.
I've done that before. Well, see, I thought lotion was not a liquid. Okay, go back to that saying. Can you spill it? Can you spill lotion?
You can,
no.
Yeah. You can.
Can you?
If you don't have the cap on or something, yeah, it falls. Lotion goes on the ground. You can spill lotion.
I thought it was more of a solid. So I brought my brand new Bath & Body Works full tube of body cream. And the first thing they do, they're like, we have to take this. And I'm like, I just bought that. And they're like, sorry, it's a liquid. I'm like, it's a lotion. And they're like, lotion's liquid. So I said, can I just leave it with you and pick it up when I come back? And they're like, no.
They should have lockers there. They should say, you know what? You can step out. There's the lockers. It's $1 a day rental, 5 day max or whatever. Wouldn't it be great if they had lockers so you don't lose that
yes,
stuff?
Yes, I wish they did. That is a really good idea. That's the next money making idea. So like if you have your stuff that can't make it through, but you want to get it when you come back, it's there.
It's
for
a locker.
You.
Yeah. They take credit cards. You ding, you get your little key and then you come back and boom, you're good to go.
All right. Also, Instagram. Users can now make their recommendations algorithm a clean slate. If you are ready for a fresh start on your Explorer page, Meta is now testing this feature, and it resets what you see across your Explorer, Reels, and Feed page. The move comes as more online safety advocates are keeping the pressure on Instagram. And on Tuesday, they published an explainer on its teen safety efforts, and they decided to do this. So if you need a hard reset, you can do that.
I'm looking at my suggested, my search for you page is all...
Don't tell us.
Okay.
Let's all guess on each other. Three things. I say for you, it's cars, ladies in bikinis, and barbecue.
Steph, you take a guess?
For you? Oh, I think it's all cars. There's no three things. It's just all cars. Maybe like some hair products.
It's a bunch of cattle dogs, Australian cattle dogs, a pro wrestler, Cody Rhodes, and a baby and a kitten.
Oh, okay. Interesting. All right. Steph, yours is Wicked. Mm. Wicked. Dance videos, viral dances. And what kind of dog is Momo again? Shih Tzus.
Okay.
Yeah.
I like those three, but I would sub one out and put in some other like radio morning show. I know you follow a lot of radio morning shows and get in touch with those people. So I'm going to say it's like some kind of radio theme in there.
Okay. No radio shows. Wicked is everywhere on my Explorer page. There's some Shih Tzus on there. And astrology. A ton of astrology stuff. So those are the three.
Okay.
Okay, Mercedes.
Right. Mercedes, okay.
I'm going Christmas trees, Christmas decor, BTS, and then Wicked.
I'm thinking Taylor Swift, BTS, and Wicked. I know that she just saw the movie, so maybe her algorithm's picking up that she saw it.
I have no Wicked on mine at all.
No kidding.
I have BTS, like literally everything on the first scroll is all BTS. Fingernails, because I'm getting my nails done and I was looking at what colors I should pick. And pugs.
How funny that all of our breeds are on our Explorer page, the dog breeds. You had an Australian cattle dog. Mm-hmm. You had your past pug, and then mine is a Shih Tzu.
And I also have Mudang.
Meanwhile, Zoe, my Chihuahua, is going, what the heck?
I know, right?
Zoe.
It's Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the Morning.
Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the Morning. I've never heard of this before. I didn't even know this was a holiday tradition. Is there a holiday tradition that you think needs to just go away? Like we're done with it. Steph, you mentioned this, and what is it? I've never heard of it.
Okay, the thing that needs to go, and I think it's so silly, it's Sidesgiving. Sidesgiving is where you go to a Thanksgiving dinner,
But it's all sides. There's no turkey. There's no ham. There's no chicken. There's basically no protein. It's just all sides. It's like the green bean casserole, the mashed potatoes, all of that mac and cheese, all of that. It's the star of the show. It's not the main thing, which I think is the turkey. So if you're inviting me over to a sides-giving dinner, don't invite me. Just don't.
I've never
don't
heard.
Do it.
Are people really doing this? They're only having sides as their big celebration?
JC, am I wrong? Did you say that you've been to a sides-giving before?
No, I have not, but I love this idea of a sides-giving
because
I am not a fan of the main event. I'm not a fan. I'll take a slice of turkey just because of tradition if it's there, but I'm all about the sides. You tell me there's stuffing, there's mashed potatoes, there's green, there's all that stuff. That's the bonus. You don't worry about protein on Thanksgiving.
I guarantee you, if you host a sides-giving dinner, even though I know you won't, people are still going to leave hungry and just not satisfied. I think this is just the silliest tradition and it needs to go.
Well, what if someone is a vegetarian? Do you think that they're leaving Thanksgiving dinner completely like unsatisfied?
Look, I get it. If you're a vegetarian, you're already limited in your lifestyle. But I'm a protein girl. I need my meat. I need my turkey. I love that the turkey actually makes me sleepy. So I want that. But I get it. If you're a vegan or vegetarian, have your sides-giving. Just don't invite me.
I understand. I don't really like turkey that much, but I feel like you have to have it on Thanksgiving.
Like a slice or something?
That's just part of the gig. And it's, even though I'm like, ugh, it's dry, put some gravy on it, I still eat it every single time. And if it wasn't there, I might miss it. So I get that. I totally hear what you're saying on
that. Don't you go and have Italian food on Thanksgiving?
We did that one year. We made Italian instead because we didn't like it, but we did have chicken parm, so it wasn't just parm. We had the protein.
I'm all for this sides-giving. Even if I went there and there was no turkey, I'd probably be cool with it because you're going to leave there full. Steph, if you need the sleepiness, pop a melatonin or something before you go to the party.
No, I need my turkey.
There's no protein in melatonin. Ernie, good morning. What's a tradition that just needs to go away?
My family for New Year's and pretty much all of Latin America, they eat 12 grapes at midnight for prosperity for the next year. I'm like, dude, that needs to go away. All that's going to give me is heartburn in the morning.
Maybe you need to use one of those grapes to wish for no heartburn.
I started doing that on New Year's Eve years ago, and it's hard because you have to get it done, like I think, within like the first minute. So you're sitting there. You have a chance of actually choking on trying to down that many grapes at midnight.
Yeah, well, one of my girlfriends, she actually choked on a grape doing that because she was trying to do it so hard, and it got stuck in her throat, and they had to Heimlich it out of her.
Oh, yeah! My gosh.
The thing goes, pop! It was like, out of her throat.
So she only had 11 grapes. So bad luck that year.
Yeah, I don't know if she... I think she was only on grape number 5 or 6, and then that happened, and she's like, forget it.
It's
we're not going
hard.
With that. Tammy, good morning. What is a tradition that just needs to go away?
Oh, my gosh. Growing up, I grew up in a very devout Catholic family, and we would have to go to midnight mass every Christmas. And as a child, you're just dead asleep. It's the worst thing ever. They need to get rid of midnight mass.
Oh, it is very late.
Yeah, I had to run. I'm doing the midnight mass, too. Yeah, Tammy, you're exhausted by the time you get home. It's 1 a.m. I want to enjoy the festivities of Christmas. I'll do a Christmas Day mass, but Christmas Eve, midnight, uh-uh. It's for the birds.
That might be designed so the kids sleep in late the next morning.
You just figured out the biggest Catholic hack there is, Mercedes. It is Mix 94.1, Mercedes in the morning.
And that is it for us on a Thursday. Come back tomorrow because, first of all, it's going to be Friday. So excited, ready for the weekend. We are going to get you more of those tickets to see Post Malone and Jelly Roll. We'll have those in the 8 o'clock hour for you. Also, more Killers tickets at 7:30 with a Mega Minute. And, Friday Rewind happening in the 9 o'clock hour. We're going to take it back to your favorite songs from the 90s, the 2000s. It's going to be a good time getting ready to kick off the weekend. So be back here tomorrow morning, bright and early. We are headed out. J-Love on the way next. But right now it's time for the line of the day.
I noticed that when you call Big O Tires and you say you need tires, they crack a joke and say they have over 8,000 of them. Well, Mercedes called them to see if this joke is true. And, well, she panicked mid-call.
Okay, it's ringing. It's ringing. Hi, I need to get some tires. It's Michelle. Oh, hold on 1 second.
He wants my name.
He's being courteous.
He didn't make the joke. He goes, okay, what is your name? Steph, will you come in here and get my cell and talk to the guy and help me change your mind?
He just panicked.
I didn't expect the name. I was waiting for the joke. And I was like, ugh. And then what's funny is I got a text after that from my friend, Michelle, who goes, great, now they're going to think I called them.
Big old tires is like, Michelle is pranking us. That'll do it for show number 2,175 of Mercedes in the Morning.
Did you miss any part of Mercedes in the Morning? Catch up now by downloading today's show on the Odyssey app. Mercedes in the Morning returns tomorrow morning on Mix 94.1.